Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Russia has unleashed a new wave of airstrikes on Ukrainian cities. Damage and casualties are reported. NPR's Greg Myrie says this is Russia's latest attempt to knock out power as Ukraine copes with sub-freezing temperatures.
Ukrainians scrambled for cover when air raid sirens went off nationwide in the afternoon. President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said attacks were reported in several cities. They included Odessa and Zaporizhia in the south. Homes were hit, deaths and injuries were reported, and large plumes of smoke filled the skies. As with previous attacks, Ukraine said its air defenses were shooting down some, but not all, of the Russian missiles. Russia has carried out the strikes on Ukraine's energy systems for the past 2 months in an attempt to cut power to civilians as freezing winter weather grips the country. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
The FBI is joining the investigation into separate attacks on two North Carolina power substations. Tens of thousands of people in central North Carolina were thrown into the dark Saturday evening. Officials say the attacks were deliberate. The swing state of Arizona is expected to finally certify its midterm election results today. This comes after days of controversy out of an Arizona county. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that's where Republican officials refused to certify their local results by the legal deadline.
More than 47,000 people's votes were put at risk in Arizona's Cochise County, but a state judge ordered the county supervisors to do their legal duty to certify their local election results. And today, Arizona's Secretary of State and other officials are expected to include those results in the statewide certification. Election watchers around the country are watching to see what happens to calls for investigations into the county's Republican officials, who may have broken at least three criminal laws, say former prosecutors, by refusing to certify by the state's deadline. Election experts worry that if the officials are not held accountable, election deniers may try to risk more people's votes in future elections. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
Voting in Georgia's runoff election wraps up tomorrow. It's the last unresolved U.S. Senate race in the country. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Greenglass tells us the two candidates are making their final pitches to voters.
Over the weekend, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock rallied with labor leaders, Asian American voters, and students. He's also been explicitly trying to appeal to Republican-leaning voters. Republican Herschel Walker's message is trained on Georgia's most conservative voters. His campaign wants the race to be a referendum on Democratic power in Washington. The election will determine whether Democrats outnumber Republicans by one vote or continue to control an evenly divided Senate where they rely on the vice president's tie-breaking vote.
Sam Greenglass reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 210 points at 34,222. The NASDAQ is down nearly 100 points at 11,367. This is NPR. Officials in Hawaii say the Mauna Loa volcano continues to emit lava. The lava is approaching a highway. Onlookers have crowded the road. But Jackie Young of Hawaii Public Radio reports authorities closed the highway yesterday for a surprising reason.
The viewing area for Mauna Loa's eruption is on an older part of the road that is on a military training area where an unexploded ordnance was found. Officials closed the viewpoint for several hours while police and the army detonated the device. There was a cluster of minor earthquakes near the volcano, with the largest at a magnitude of 2.1. Despite this, activity overall has stabilized, prompting the U.S. Geological Survey to lower its aviation alert level from red to orange. However, a temporary flight restriction remains in place. Officials had no estimate of when the lava might reach the major highway. It is still about 2 miles away. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
The highest volcano in Indonesia erupted yesterday, blanketing nearby villages and towns with ash. The eruption is on Indonesia's most populated island, East Java. No casualties have been reported. Officials with South Africa's governing party, the African National Congress, have been meeting. They're deciding the fate of party leader and South African president Cyril Ramaphosa. He's accused of breaking anti-corruption laws in a scandal. Ramaphosa has denied wrongdoing. He has not been charged with any crime, but he is facing calls to resign. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.